the idea. I learned a little bit on his own. Would you agree, Chris? Maccabi tells us that on Chof Ei Kislev, begin the 8 days of Chanukah, which are prohibited in Hetz for the Tainis. You may do Malacha. The women have been permitted not to do Malacha when the merits are lighting. And some say you should not be reading to them, but it isn't good reading. However, we're quoting those who are permitted not to do Malacha on Chanukah at all. To stop it, protest against it. Yibatola, Averi, Yimavila, Deshimel. The Mishnah, the Shechta, the Subit. Now, to do nothing leads you to a bad Chanukah, which are prohibited and has been detained. You may do Malacha. The women have been permitted not to do Malacha when the merits are lighting. And some say you should not be reading to them, but it isn't good reading. However, we're quoting those who are permitted not to do Malacha on Chanukah at all. To stop it, protest against it. Yibatola, Averi, Yimavila, Deshimel. The Mishnah, the Shechta, the Subit. Now, to do nothing leads you to a bad situation. Now, the Hanara tells us in days that extra Udo is only a Sudo Shishut. There's never a Mr. Mishnah the simple. Why not? But Mr. Brewer calls in the Rush that Purim is a miracle of the saving of the physical bodies of the Jews. They celebrate physically with Mishnah the Boss of the Yayin. And Hanukkah was a spiritual danger, so they celebrate spiritually with our love of the neighbor. Despite that, Rambam also says if you have a mitzvah, if you have an extra suda, it's still considered a mitzvah a little bit because the chalukah is a mizbeach of all reasons, especially at that time. And the meaning is that we say zmir of shiras mizbrachos, then it's a suda mitzvah l'chol adein. So this is zmir of shiras mizbrachos. Then the meaning to have milchit ma'apolim, zina. Because of the color that the Yehudis gave to the enemy before he cut off his head, following the footsteps of Yael, as we know in Tanakh. Hesped is prohibited except for Chacham Bafonov, for a Talmud Chacham in his presence, which is a Leviah. That's a very unusual exception. Of course, it's in the bath, even if the yard side on Hanukkah, etc. Let's get down to business now. Tough for a Shayin Allah. Have to be careful about the mitzvah of the Hanukkah, even if you're a poor man who has no money. Sell your bag for money or sell your shirt to be able to be Mavlik Meir. How do you know? Where does it say so? It'll be a lot of quotes to Magad Mishnah. Learn this from Abbotosis. Abbotosis is from the Eastern area, from the Mishnah of Abbotosis. I feel the only should be withdrawn. So here too, it's an exception to the rule that we have a rule found in the Sefer Shuvos, indirectly, that the Vazbe, the Vazbe also the Tomesh, and the Gemara requires even to mitzvahs, when it comes to Pesumei Nisa, you have to spend even more than one to pay your money to be able to do the mitzvah. That's what it says. Now, the Mechaber quotes the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. See, they fill it, which means you start from one and go up to eight. Says the Mechaber, even if there are many members of the household, that's all you're right. One to eight. That's all. Finish. Let's see this on Mechaber. And based extremely on Tosis, along with ironies in Hilchos Chanukah. Usually the Mechaber follows the Rambam and the Rambam follows Tosis, the other way around. The Mechaber follows Tosis, which says that Mahajim and Mahajim knocks out Mahajim. Mahajim is near the Chalef of the Ephah. The Mahajim and Mahajim knocks out the Mahajim for an obvious reason to Tosis. You have 40 candles. So could we have 40 members in the house on the first day? Could have 20 members in the house on the second day? 10 on the 4th day, 8 on the 5th day, or 5 on the 8th day. I mean, so you have no idea what's going on with coming and going. But for that reason, if the Mahajim and Mahajim supersedes the Mahajim, if you see the Tah, Mechaber based on Tosis. The Rambam follows more or less the Rambam. The Yeshomim, the Cholechim, the Nehavayis, Yadlik, Rambam. Not true. Based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Balabas lights the candle every member of the household, multiplied by the day. So if you have three members of the household, it's the fifth day, like 15 candles. The Balabas itself. The Ramah is a little bit different than the Rambam. The Ramah has that in such a circumstance, each and every member of the house will light three candles. That's quite different than the Rambam. As a matter of fact, there are those who claim that the Ramah minig involves numerous brachos levatala. After all, once the balabot lit the three candles, the other four members of the household already were yotzei. And this is kind of a marriage of Esau. And now that they're making a bracha, the bracha levatala. That's what the galley and the steps they asked against the Ramah. So some say, but the Vegas says, you have to have a little bit of a different Farish, but it's a little background, that you have to have Kavanah Shal Olafet. Listen, Kavanah Shal Olafet. Your Hashulim is a different terrorist. It's that they hid a Mitzvah and a Bracha for the Hidah Mitzvah. This particular Hidah Mitzvah, there was a Mitzvah and a Bracha on, and therefore there's no Bracha Levatol. You don't have Kavanah Shal Olafet. You yell to the Ika Mitzvah with the Balabas, you hid a Mitzvah by yourself, and you make a Bracha on it. That's the pastures like the Rosh Hashulim says. Alright. The Moed, to put every menorah in a separate place, teach other heker, how many menorahs you're lighting and what day it is. Of course, we have official menorahs, but you can put next to one another, but the fact that it's a separate menorah is okay. Only because they didn't have menorah. It's just bowls of oil, so if you didn't have any demarcation, you had no idea where what day it was. Just keep running and go. Okay. Each and every candle should be distinct. If you have a lot of wicks coming together, it's no good. For this reason, it's a custom to have the candles in a straight line as opposed to a circle, because if it's a circle, it's kind of like a mazur, like a fire, like a bonfire. You may use a lamp, you may use candles, the Rambam says, as you please. Where do you put them in the Ner Chanukah? The Makkah quotes the Gemara. Menicha Pesach Asanov was Sus Aradim Nibachut. That's the, and it was a Chatzer. Menicha Pesach Achatzer. So this is a sheet of toast. We went out of the board, remember? We have Bayis, Chatzer, Mavur. My focus is Rashi and toast. We pass my toast. We put on the Bayis of the Chatzer going into the Mavur. From the courtyard going into the alleyway. Far removed from your private residence. Okay. That's the, we pointed out, that's the heter of our yeshiva, where they tell you to light in the lobby. Now, if you live in the 8th floor mall, you're lighting in the 1st floor lobby. And that's the answer. They consider all the hallways to be one big chotzer. We mentioned that some achronim hold that way, but Yerushalayim is that way. Even those disagree in the apartment house in Yerushalayim might agree in the dorm, but people have been known to walk out in bathrobes or less. So it's going to have a status of a chaser, and therefore you may light in the Pesach HaChaser from a Pomodo, which is exactly the entrance to, from the wall of a Reuben into the street. Must, has its own problems, there's 100 Talmidim signed a petition, so I don't want to get involved in a muted issue. But there too, we can understand that the place that was designated as lighting is in effect the opening from the various lobbies. Labyrinthian lobbies of the bus residence hall into the more labyrinthian lobbies going to the Beit Medrash. So that's also might have a status of a Pesach HaChatzer. So that's the head that we use. Okay. You live in an attic, and there's no Pesach HaChatzer at all. But then you light in the window, people can see. This is, of course, what we do in the apartment houses, generally speaking, nowadays. This is a dangerous situation that you can't put the menorah there. So the Gemara says, "Manicha al shulchan avodayah." Put on your table, it's enough. So on this basis, we'll see later in the Ramah, the minhag became today in the Chutzlar, even as grown in some places, everybody lights themselves. Why? Presumably we consider the Shas Takana. Either if they were afraid of the fire breaking out, or afraid of the goyim starting up, which has not been known to happen. And therefore we consider to be a Shafa Sakana, we like for the Zenei Abayas. We'll get to that a little bit later. The Mechav is really the Shamans, because after all you can't use the Havani Hanok from the Atanaga, and one of the Shamans and the Rosh Hashanah. Many persons say that today you don't need a Shamans if you have the big shop. You have 300 watts worth on the ceiling. Other things. A lot of Shamans, that's a question of the heart. Okay. Where is the ideal height of the Ner Chanukah? Between 3 and 10 tefachim. Most of us don't like that. Most of us like the table, which the table very likely is not so high as the table is. Maybe 10, maybe the table is probably not 10 tefachim high. But it depends what you like. You can light above 10 tefachim, it's certainly good. More than 20 amos, we all know, is no good. Where do you put it? So if you have an opening, you put it opposite the mezuzah. The mezuzah is on the right, the tanakh is on the left, so a person has to walk through and have mitzvahs on all sides of it. If there's no mezuzah for whatever reason, you put it on the right. Here's the first Rav Chaim Ramah, that's the cat of the day. Man azesh kulanu madligim b'sim v'ein hekel v'mei, which is the Rav Klal, ein lochus kol kach ein madligim b'tefach ha-sonach l'pef. We now light in God, the person Ramah says so, Tofresh and Anahos Tzit Zayim. We all light in doors, and therefore there's no need to light by the open, by the doorway. Yitom adom. Aminek lahadlik b'tefach ha-sonach l'pef from Mabi Yemeyev. What does that mean? Means that the minhag hanocha, right? That is proper, ideal. But the mice know what he did that way. It has to be a lot of airs, otherwise he contradicts himself from one sentence to the other. Then he says that's in such a circumstance where in the ideal world you should not aim the shanas unless there are many members of the household. And everyone's writing separately, you want to have a separate distinct number, except some one slide from the doorway and other ones write different parts of the house. Shul, you make to put the near the kotel dorm, the minig, or the dining shul. We'll get to later, where it says that we should be madlik, we should pursue a nisa. No one should throw more yotz to the mitzvah with the bracha in shul. You have to make a bracha in your house, madlik in your house. Why? Because the shul is not your house, and the mitzvah is not kind of married to base. It's very important halacha. We'll see later. You can't light anywhere you want. I'll light wherever I please. No. You don't light in your house. Shul is not a house. But why do you light the shul? The flow? It's a very good question. Why do you light the shul? It's a very hard thing to understand. Some say people used to live in shul. Aniyim would live in shul. Well, like Kiddush and shul, that's a comparison video. It goes back to the Rambam of Kiddush and shul to the Al-Tanik and shul. That's the idea. Something is only a minig. You make a bracha like you make on a minig. It's a whole discussion in the Mr. Brewer. Derek Agav, Mr. Brewer mentions over here about an oval. When is an oval down to the yomer? There's always a controversy. There's a contradictory Mr. Brewer is about this. I'll tell you what he said over here. I think many people follow. An oval should not light the Hanukkah menorah because it's Shechiyonim. Either he shouldn't daven or he shouldn't light. If you move over to the Abbot of the neighborhood, when the house does make Shechiyonim. All the diets of Meir of Hanukkah, when it's all Shechiyonu, an Ovo can daven and be Mazik Meir Hanukkah. He davens Mincha and Meir, but not Shachar. On other days, Tu Ba'av will be Shvat like Ba'omer, there's no hollow. Ovo daven Shachar, so even there's no Tachman. Kol Amoy, it's a very unusual expression. To have it Yontif, Monati with Omin Holonia for Ovo to follow Mincha and Meir. Because the Gonomai says, I sometimes stop Yovo from daven. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's what it means. If he was a tough guy, he didn't want to put up with him. Maybe. But that's what we generally assume. Chalamayid, you should not, the Omer should not daven for the Omer. All the other days, you can daven if there's no halal, Mincha Maris. And if it's a day when there's no top, you can daven chakras too. That's the meaning of the Mr. Brewer and Prima Gordon. Other places, it's a contradictory thing. But when I was in Avelis, I followed this halakha. Because those are going further than that. So the Ovel can even daven chakras on Rosh Chodesh, for example, and then just move away to hollow. Most people follow the minig of the...
You mean not Chalamoy?
Chalamoy, no, for the only other stuff. But I didn't do that either. Okay. Let's continue. When do you light the shul? It's in Mincha Mar. Erev Shabbos all disputes. It's after Mincha, before Mincha. So this should be after Mincha, but the problem is they don't have a minion so early. No, it is. It's tough to get into shul on a Shabbos. Kind of was lying in a house, there was always something goes wrong, and you know, gets some late. Everyone knows these things. So that's why the minhag was doing it earlier, they should come to Shul Shabbos, because Mincha was so late. All the stuff. First known has two different openings, one to the north, one to the south of his house. Has to light in both places. Why Mishum Chashad? You're fairly suspected of not lighting their Chanukah. That was in the old days. Today, there's no heck of a job at all. Doesn't make a difference. Only light once. That's the minhag plus. We're in the second place, but there are more added over here in the simon. So for Tzayin Aleph, that we light today for the inside, not for the outside. To be the meister, the person has, let's say, a window facing the street. So this window, for example, is in his bedroom. No one's ever in the bedroom at all. Somebody goes time to go to sleep. You're right at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock at night, there's no one in the room at all. You light by that window, you will never see the menorah, not even for a minute. You light it, you see it, you walk out, and that's it. But the people in the street will see it. On the other hand, if you light in the dining room, you have it on, you'll be there the whole time, you'll sit in your supper there, you'll learn there, you'll see it the whole time it's kindled, it's lighting, you will see it. When he is dicey, it's better to light in the dining room. Circumstances. If you're going to see two have both, I told him I know it. If it's one or the other, the choice, I would say Benson Ramo is better to light in the dining room where your whole family will see it in their Hanukkah, as opposed to lighting in the bedroom and no one will see it except an occasional person on the street. Okay. Talk very shy and vague. Not near Hanukkah. When is it? Im Sof Shkiyosa. What does that mean? Also, a whole my father or what Shkia means is the whole very complicated. Mr. Brewer has a long discussion over here. He suggests as follows. The Mechaba, the Rabbi Natanshi, that is what we commonly know as 72 minutes, 90 minutes. And the Tchila Shkia, which is what we call 3/4 of a mil, 13 or 18 minutes before that period of time. That's what you should like. Tchila Shkia. Others say it's Tov Shkia, which is 90 minutes before the Mechaba. Others say we don't follow the Mechaba, we follow the Tzitzit Agra, and others that says the Chavim is whenever you see the stars, the prophets say half an hour, 25 minutes, 20 minutes after the sun sets. And yet others say the Grashit is right at sunset. At sunset, months. You have four Shittas. You have, because of both the Gra and the Benatam, the beginning of their respective Ben Hashmashasim, and the end of their respective Ben Hashmashasim. There are four times in a given day, well, Ben Hashmashasim tells some remarks for different verse of Ben Hashmashasim, so these four times of life. The Minig and Sami Shiva is to light the Dafka within a half an hour after the Shiva. The Dafka. Why? To try to catch both ends in the middle. Because the Gemara is going to say in a minute, the Kabbalah is the very same sif, that you have to light Asher Tichla Regel Men Ashuk, Shukmo Chassi Shoh. Of course, today that's not quite the Ramo, but if you want to follow that Chassi Shoh, a light within a half an hour after sunset, you're going to the Gro, the proper time to light at sunset, you want to light within a half an hour after sunset. At the same time, you want to light after taste, according to the Gro also, the Gro taste is less than half an hour, we assume, in the winter time, after the skier. So they try to light, like, right then, 20-something minutes after the skier, just within the half an hour, according to the Shita's Gra, they're supposed to light a skier. And according to the other say, they're supposed to light a stage, but the Gra stage, so it's already past that time. Kind of a bound couple's meeting, and other Shita's do it that way as well. Most people just light later, so especially for the reason which we'll see soon, in the Shulchanov debate. So the Rav says, if you wait, missed it for the first half an hour, so then there's no pursuit in Nisa. What's the problem? What do you do? So the Rav says that you can be mamlik v'holach kol alayla. If you have it, you can light the entire night. So the Rav says with a bracha. With a bracha. Why so? Why so? I would have said without a broken. So there were 2 days to the Gemara about this idea, simply regular in the shuk. Is that the how long it has to burn, or that's the max time that you can light? One might have argued itself is broken for Hakko. So there's a machlokas about this. There's a machabami with a broken or without a broken. Of course, all this is true when they had a hecka for the people in the street. And those are when people only walk the streets for half an hour after sunset. Now, after that, they just closed up shops, no one left the house anymore. Hard to understand that. No electricity, different world entirely. So, part of one version, once that half hour passes, it's too late, you move out the limits. The Chabad says you're light. Doesn't say whether you had a broker, so the pulse will say with a broker. That's not so possible. This is all this man affair, by Yom Mahim. This man has that. Nowadays, when we light for the B'nai Abayas, the Ramah says that this man has that, Shemazikim, with them. Ain't Sarah Lizar la Hadlik Kona Jatif Levam and Ashuk. That's what we assume, whatever you want. as long as people are in the house or up and about, so there should be no limit. I said in our yeshiva, the limit should be approximately 3 a.m. Approximately. That's what I was told, about till about 3 a.m., not guys walking around the hall. Is that correct? You say it's an approximation? After 3, it's already gets a little far. This minion, you know, it's, even the last minion was something about, I mentioned it, but I'm going to fish it and unfish it. Say, I have a little sleep. So, but until about 3, you can light the dochah. So you draw a lot of these dogs, all these dogs, but man, I say, the chaskilas light at an earlier time. Especially for those who are malik in the Pesach Abayit, who pursuach is a kerem in the urban besovet. So it's better to do it that way. Of course, nowadays, people are walking in the streets much, much longer than half an hour. On the contrary, the rush hour. In most of the residential areas, people are at 5 o'clock or so in Manhattan. They're not getting to their suburban bedroom communities until, what did you say, 6, 7? And then on the contrary, one might tell the Chaskiyah should light later, unless it's long-lasting candles. So that's the question whether it really applies nowadays. So the two things change. One would light for the B'nai Abai, and two, even in the Shuk, people are walking later. That doesn't take into account the second distinction. I would say this, I'm no rush. I'm not in a rush to light at all. I light, we light in my dining room, and we light whenever we have a chance to light. All the B'nai Bias come home, that's what we light. We gather the B'nai Bias together, because it's just an ecofreedom of the B'nai Bias. We try to light as a family unit. I know there was a controversy. One of the rabbis came to me last week and said, my son asked me, I'm coming home from Yeshiva, 7, he comes home at 5, what should he do? Well, I said he should wait till 7. Well, he asked his rabbi, he said he should light at 5. I said, look, he asked his rabbi. Yeah, I was a rabbi, but if they have to, up to me, I said, light at 7, because that's when the whole family should come together.
So, meet for them.
What?
Meet for them.
Yeah, that's what I made up. Now, what kind of oil is kosher for Hanukkah? Any oil is kosher, as long as it burns nicely. Even candles are kosher for every post except for the Marami Prague. Marami Prague is a famous piece that is there mystery. Ashes lighting with candles, you have to use that for oil, not that for olive oil. It has to be oil. And the vinegar, the worst of the vinegar olive is not that way. We use candles as well. The Chaskila, of course, as we know, the mitzvah to use olive oil. So that's the oil that is used for the actual nace. Okay. You cannot use the menorah for anything. Not to flip for the coin, not to read by it, not to people learn Torah by it. It's pretty possible. There are some who say Pashto Kedush is Muslim. We're Matkah. You mentioned before, there's the Shamas found over here. And there are Muslim Dinas Elu. We don't add, we put near it. Shamas to the side. And others say you don't even need that because you have the chandelier or the, nowadays we have light fixtures which make it very light without the narcotic. Hadlaka also mitzvah is the Machabit today. Safra Shan Gimel Bay. That means the mitzvah is the lighting, not the Hanukkah. Therefore, Kavsa and Azakula. You live, it's enough. You can also rekindle it. Even come Erev Shabbos, you can light early, of course, it's like a mitzvah and on. Shabbos blew out. You don't have to rekindle it. That's what it says. You want to. Weekend, it's okay. Some people say you shouldn't do it with my child. It's okay, don't make a new broth of it. Don't make a new broth. Alright. Ner shel cheres, you use an earthenware bowl to light with, you should use it the next day because it's mute. Glass is not mute. Someone told me yesterday, the day before, glass is not mute. You should be able to use this glass because after a few days they start getting But I guess you should see cheres. Because that's not really considered near thing. It doesn't smell, it doesn't go that much. Okay. The question about leaking the nail in air. It's a big question. It's about like one night candle to the other. So many folks can say that either almost you shouldn't do it. Why? Well, the machabit, mafis, you don't use an emsoy. Either almost if you light from one nail to the other. To the other, the first nail is the mitzvah mamish. The second is only a hidden mitzvah, so low to lesser level. It should not be malik from nail in air, even in that circumstance. Okay. Now, we mentioned before Adlok also mitzvah. For this reason, a person should not light here and then move it over to the proper place. It's convenient to light over here and then I'll move it over to the doorway, to the windowsill, to the table, whatever is considered the proper place. No, don't do that. You're not yotze in that case, actually. If, however, you lit there two proper places, you lit in one and you move it over to another, then many folks say you are yotze, but the chaskili you shouldn't do it. Why? It was an expression, haroa omer, lit sarka with the adlaka. The onlooker will say, you lit for your own purpose, proof. You moved it from one area to another area. So maybe obviously using the can, using the menorah for its light. That's why it should not be done, if it's at all possible. You light it and leave it in that place. Unless the kids, you know, the kid can't reach that high where you're putting it. It's light lower, it's a movement. For children, it's all right. It's not Zim Chomet. Okay. Now, a woman is Chayev in Erech Hanukkah. Why don't you move to the sidebar? Women are Chayev in Erech Hanukkah. Why women are Chayev in Erech Hanukkah? The famous Gemara. Av pein hoyu ba'olso anei. Av pein hoyu ba'olso anei. Therefore, if a woman has her own apartment, she is mechuyev for night in Erech Hanukkah. Presumably the same as a man. What about can the woman light for her husband? So the Mishnah Brewer says yes, and the Bialoch, he says, well, you know, Tavo Me'eir Lo'odam Shishto Bona Mavaruch Allah. Not exactly the greatest idea for it to happen. The offer the Gemara on Shabbos Kol Gimel, Rabbi Zeira said, Mazliki Alay Begobe Soy, a wife is lighting for the woman now that he's married. Mishnah Bialoch says, no, Lo'hoy Azbe Beiso. He wasn't there, he was in the yeshiva. So the male, his wife lit at home. So that's the rule. First, not home, he's out of town, wherever he is. Then his wife should light in the house. If he is home, then remember Mr. Shabur says the man should light, and his wife, presumably, does not light. The Mr. Shabur said earlier that although it's not as there's an opinion of Mahajan and Mahajan and Mahajan, according to the Ramah, so therefore you light, everybody lights himself, according to the Ramah, except for one, with one exception. Every son lights, maybe even daughter's lights, though it's not said beforeish. Who does not light is the Mishnah Brura? The wife. The wife is not light. The Ramos is Kolechat, and they are biased, because the Mashabur says, Levad Me'ishto Di Kegufo. Very interesting application of what we would consider a legalistic principle of Ezus, this kind of nature. Sound a little bit Chanukah. Me'ishto Kegufo. Does everyone accept this? I'm not sure. I thought it was based on that Gemara we learned from Shabbos Kol Gimel, that Rabbi Zeira, his wife lit for him, and he didn't try to light himself by stopping the prutzi, which he did before that. Once your wife lights for you, you're not even a mahadrin to light yourself. Although the Zeira would have been a mahadrin, right? That's the fact that I would have the mocha for this in the Gemara. As a matter of fact, it's a big shayla. May you do such and so desire. A woman wants to light. What do you mean I'm the yotze with my husband's nechanika? I'm also chai, I want to do it myself. So, I say my kiddush too. His and hers. You'll make kiddush, I'll make my own kiddush. I don't recommend it to show and bias, by the way, but strictly speaking, if she wants to make your own kiddush, she can do so. What about nechanika? It could be no. It could be going to be a brothel of herself. Once the husband lies, he lies. So what should do? She'll pull a fast one. So right before he gets home. And then if he lies, he'll be a Peshav Brachal of Atom. Kavanah Shalos may not help. If you look at the Sfasem, it doesn't help Kavanah. This is not an area to base, though. And if it's on the house, that's it. You can't have Kavanah Shalos. But children, it's a different story. But it's a Kavanah. But it's an interesting Mishnah Brewer over here. Mishnah Brewer says a very paradoxical and enigmatic statement. Where the test in Tafrei Shayin Hay is the Chaynish Mevarech Leisha Yosidei Chavasa in Omedet Shom V'ayin B'tshuvas Olas Shmuel Simon Kufay V'udidan Shemadlikis Kolecha B'chniyatzma Mikol Makom Isha Ein Atzricha Lahadlik Tavin Rakfelas La'anoshim. Can't say that in the streets today. But that's the Olas Shmuel says. But the wrote it, Sahadlik Mavarko. Shavik Isham Mitzvah Zatesh is not grown with the Yacholot Mavarko. What kind of woman are we talking about over here? So I was told, brought to my attention, I think Rabbi Eider or somebody says, refers to a married woman. that she too can make a bracha. And I thought not that way. Because I thought before Easter, the group was to be a shas bracha of Atala. Somebody brought me the Olas Shmuel, an old thing that they found it in the library, and I was right. He's not talking about a married woman. But you see, I had to tell him that I don't think that that's what the Olas Shmuel says. I haven't spelled out a thing about being married. So I don't think that that's necessarily followed. So, That's what every good rabbi should do. He rides on the east of the Gufo and he goes to his mind and look at the neighbor. But that wasn't my house, that there was daughters. Interesting question. Daughters, lich ora, daughters should have a mahadrin, right? Because after all, they're not included in the Gufo. They should have a mahadrin. In many homes, daughters do not like. Why not? We don't understand exactly what a Chacham Sofer said, because it's light outside, it wasn't sneeze for the women to go outside for light and the Tnaam Veda walk out of their front door. It wasn't those days. Even though today things are a little bit different, for reasons, first of all, we light inside, second of all, the women are always outside, everything's different now, people. It's like, poor. We light now inside, the women are outside. Nevertheless, the minute remained that way. That's what he said. I thought maybe a little bit different reason. Because after it's like Tuan Tuscan, there's some different plant, but the mother's not lighting. Right? So this should be Gufo, so the water should light. So, whatever. I don't know. In my house, an interesting thing developed. There wasn't really a Kavona Pila. So, of course, when my daughters are young, I'm not going to light. So, my brother's lighting, well, I'm also going to light, of course. When they turned out Smith, they stopped lighting. I don't know exactly why that is. I guess they must have felt that, you know, now already you want to be grown up. He might have light, so we're not going to light either. They on their own, we're coming to what the, one might have made a case for character. Before Bas Mitzvah, you don't like it, no chinuch and mahajim. And that's basically, that's the should light, but we're not half of it. That's how they say that is in my house. Alright. And I didn't say anything. I guess I had a daughter, I said my daughter's a Bulgarian, so she's a Bulgarian today. I mean, that's assuming, you have to assume without getting personal, but the question of, you know, the mother says 12 years is not enough, but we'll assume she's a Bulgarian, yeah. So she didn't like it. I didn't tell her not to like it. She just didn't like it. That's missing. This mirror didn't like when she turned out to miss the time. So I was giving it either. Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, someone came to the yeshiva and said, my wife very much wants to light. I said, let her light, you won't light, that's all. I mean, Meira, tell the Meira. Shalom Bayit is more important than Meira. I mean, as long as it's, I'll make it, that's what he needs to make this in Shalom Bayit, so be it. I think that the next week you say, I want to light Shabbos candles. Quality. Do you light 50, how many times do you have every year? There's an interesting question about a cotton shigir lechinuch. Can he light or not? Some say yes, some say no. By the way, the apostle points out a steer between Chanuk and Purim. The Mishnah Brewer says that the Mechaber writes in Tophet Pesach Beis, he says, should not rely on the cotton shigir lechinuch from the Gila Tester. So here too, Mr. Bruce, you shouldn't have to rely on the cotton when it comes to Nechanag either. Yesh l'chalek. Yesh l'chalek. For the mitzvah Purim, it's a mitzvah on every individual to hear the Mikra Megillah. So you need a Baruch Yuvah Mamish. When it comes to Chanukah, it's a mitzvah Zneresh Ubeza. It's a mitzvah on the Bayit. You walk and argue along to it, of the guy who's a Gila Chinuch. He's old enough to make a Ner, which is a Chalosh Shem Nechanagah. And once he does that, it's already yotzin, there is a basically. It's not about chiyuva in the full sense. Yeah, it is local machalik against Mr. Wood, Mr. Quakerson. Okay. Let's go on. The Mechaber says, the tough race I involve. The first day makes three brachas, as you all know. Second night, make only two brachas. The Yavarat call our brachas, call them Shayaska Lahadla. All the brachas should be made before you begin to light the candle. That's what the Rambam says. There are those who disagree and say that the mitzvah of the Shas, the mitzvah on Roa is on there, and they make that bracha afterwards, but the minhag is to follow the Ramah. Okay. The person not lying that night, and there's no hadlaka in his home, and sees the bracha, he sees that he makes it himself this, and the person has to be as well. After you light, you say aneiros halalu, etc. After you light, the Ramos, the Shavua says, after you light the first candle, which is the Ikar, you say aneiros halalu, and you finish it when you're in the middle of aneiros halalu. The 36 words, the 36 candles, etc., etc. That is true in our house, since I show you everyone lights together, so we postpone the aneiros halalu until after the last candles are lit. In our house, I call the Tanil on Thursday, so we on Shabbos, we only have one candle per family. One menorah, I should say, because of fire considerations. The smoke alarm went off on, it went off only once, it's always the Hakadosh. It went off once. We had, not the Shabbos, we had six menorahs lined up, no problem. But Arab Shabbos, you know, you always know it. We only have three menorahs lit. Bing! The smoke alarm went off. You didn't know what's going to be with the Arab Shabbos. I had to look to take out the battery. That's crazy. Take out the battery. That's now when we need the battery. So that was then. On that day, so I said, I said, well, as soon as I was lighting, because I knew that was the first candle. No one else was going to be lighting something. Okay. We all know that the Seder Advarim starts this way, you light this way, this way of standing, it's a whole complicated story. We all know you go, the first one you light is the most recently added candle, and you light, from left to right. Others disagree, but that's how we're admitting it's wrong. The Din of Achsanoi. Achsanoi in Tafrei Shayin Zayin, who they're not lighting about, Shem Adikin Olav Beveso, from the Ramo, the Mechaber, who's no Adlok in his house, is it to light in his house, his wife lights for him, he's Yosei Av Shehu B'mokom Rokok Mibeso. If your wife lights, there's no need to be Mishtat and Mekruzah. That's an important thing. Even if you're Rokok Mibeso. Okay. So to a Bokher, who is living in someone else's house, that was the old Nigga Yeshiva, they were live in town and eat their meals and stay in private people's houses, they'd be required to light or the mishtat of in that house. Okay? The brewer is referring to a buck, in my opinion, who lives there really permanently, never goes home. So then he's not considered no longer a ben bayit. But the pasuk shot is that if he's like an our yeshiva, he could go home every Shabbat, also in California every 4 weeks to go on for Shabbos, or 8 weeks, I guess maybe. So then I think they're still considered living at home. You know, the Yotze Nikir Adin, with the nearest Hanukkah, which is being kindled in their own private home. Came near the Pioneer's Dice. I ran.
And then it's 12 for you.
If he left from Iran, then he's no longer been biased by, I'll be friends over there. He's actually his own independent person, and he cannot be also with somebody's parents in Iran. Aside from the time zone problem we mentioned there, even aside from that, this year no longer been biased over there. Eric's throughout the year. If you need money, what do you do?
What about the time zone?
Another question. Time zone's not a problem if you're in Eric's throughout, because they're lying to you at midnight. The other way around is the problem. Anyway, but the Iker Adin, you Yosef, they're lying for you in your home. However, that's Pashup Shah. However, the yes is the ace, you're an Aksanoi, you should either be Mishnah of the Prusa, you're a penny, or light yourself. See, Mr. Brewis is in the Ramos. We'll see soon. Now, I should add before going any further that Aksanoi is someone who's living in his house for 3 years. He's been there in someone else's house on a semi-permanent basis. If in someone else's house just for dinner, you just there for supper, it's not even his house for a night, it's for nothing. I don't think he can write this. You have to write when you get back home. Tell me, 2 in the morning? Is it 2 in the morning? Pashtras doesn't matter. She was before discussion that someone likes very late at night. Very, very late at night. And no one is awake. So must you wake up the members of his family. So lichat chila, he says, if you wake him up. If they're going to punch him in the nose, if that happens, he'll be very, very upset. So you would not want to recommend that if you show him by us again. Oh, that's the question. In that circumstance, do you light without a bracha, or do you light with a bracha? The group was a big machlokas about this. Of course, the Chemed Moshe says, no, you can make a bracha the whole night. Varaya, what if you're living, there's no Jew in town. You're the only Jew in town. So, you don't play anyway, you shouldn't light with a bracha. The Pesimides is an additional dimension. But you can eat then he can light, he says, because there's nobody else to come. Period. That's the question. That might depend upon the machlokas in the Gemara, whether you may light in those days after Tichel Regel and Ashuk. If you can, despite the fact that no one is there in the street and knows that they've been lit for the street, that indicates that there's too many songs of the Chachila. There could be also even without that. If you can't, then not. Maybe he's only saying for the Machaber, who says, even in those days, Madlik all of Colorado, and he seems to be with a bro. I would wake people up to it. I would rather rely on this German verse and not with a bro for now, rather than start a fight. If you could wake somebody up, you know, won't get out. Your little sister.
You get angry.
Could you wake up a
little? I don't know if that's enough. Could be, it is enough. I don't know. That's a Charlie and a Shara C in a tough race, high and base. She's causing you to die. Anyway, so the person goes to someone's house just to eat a meal, I don't think he can be yotzei in that house at all. It's not his house. If he sleeps over, then I think it is his house. But he can't be yotzei if it's in someone else's house, it's Torah Tachanoi. And if it's no one's house, he goes to a hotel. Not going to the hotel keeper's house. The hotel keeper's name is Hilton. Then the room is his room. He stays over and he has his real life in. We have to light in that room. Okay. If it's someone else's house, it's an absolute noise. What's the level? You are staying in that room that night. That's considered your
room. By no one.
What's the $100 $40 night? That's a pretty. Pretty expensive dollar. Well, I thought that the purpose of the narcotic, I thought that should be considered to your place for that period of time that you're there. your table. You give a penny to the balabos. Must the balabos add oil for you? What's the machlokas are achronim? He said, "Pshat, the machlokas was pshat in the achronoy. Is giving the penny makes you into a ben bayis for that day, or is giving the penny makes him into your shliach to be mabit? The former you don't have to add oil, if it's the latter you have to add oil. That's what we understand the machlokas achronim. Yeah. Now the question is, can an achronoy light himself? So the Mishnachavis is a Siv Gimel. Some say Alpha Gav Shemadlik. You give a penny to the balabos. Must the balabos add oil for you? What's the machlokas are achronim? He said, "Pshat, the machlokas was pshat in the achronoy. Is giving the penny makes you into a ben bayis for that day? Or is giving the penny makes him into your shliach to be mabit? The former you don't have to add oil, if it's the latter you have to add oil. That's what we understand the machlokas achronim. Yeah. Now the question is, can an achronoy light himself? So the Mishnachavis is a Siv Gimel. Some say Alpha Gav Shemadlik and all of us over there. So, Malkom Shemba Yisrael, Mazik the Bracha. You light with a Bracha despite the fact that they live for you in your home. Why? Kichayav Liro Saneru. Very unusual. It's a Bracha. Lahavlik just for Riyas Saneru. Very hard to understand that. So, Mr. Gruis, anybody shouldn't do it. Unless you say Befeirish, Shana Rosa Lotus Bad Lokas Ishto. As the Ramah says later. But the question is, does this help? Some say kavanah shkolot doesn't help you. He can't help it. This is kind of nevish basis. You cannot have kavanah shkolot. Then this is not the shabbos. This is shvera vort. But the Rambam says so. You can't argue with the Rambam. Rambam says, afilu umeis the Yehudim v'ro ha'neiros imro to lahach v'alatzo lahadik v'fnayatzo madlik v'vorach aleim v'chein noagin. Not to rely on b'sof beso. And presumably not to rely upon aksanoi, giving a penny. Because you can light yourself elsewhere as well. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. Not everyone agrees to this chiddush. Yeah, but you have to be madlik in there. You have to be rolling. That's the chiddush. So, that's a big machlokas, is it true or not? Mr. Brewer quotes over here, Yesh min apovskim shesovim shafri de chazal patruah de adlok at ishto lav kol kemine loma eni rotsu lotsu bishal ishti yadak below brocha. The shal of brocha livatola. I have mahadrin. Two things. One, we said before, mahadrin may not apply with the gazishto kagufo, baal gishto. Was both with it, I told you. We're egalitarian in that respect. It works both ways. Number two, even if you say Mahadrin could work, even if it would say it would work for Baal Gishto, that's only in the house. But that's the Mahadrin we find in Shas. If you shoot the Ramoth, Shas and their Mahadrin is that everyone lights in their own house. If you get the light in a different house, that we don't find. Even by Aksanoi, it's a big shadow whether you're permitted to light with a bracha or not. The Machaber seems to say no. The Rabbis also say no. Aksanoi is the shadow between the Dabka. You cannot light into the bracha that's not your house. Rambam says you can, and Dafka you should, as Mishnah Berurah quotes earlier. So how do you solve all the problems? So I said, my house, I told that what I'm to do is the following. Give me a pusa, so that way there can be also Dafka noise. I don't want to light themselves, so there's a shout from the bracha. Called to standing right next to me, I made the bracha out loud, everybody answered Amen. So my other bracha was their bracha, who were Amen. And then they lit, as I was lighting. So they had the Yotzah, all the cheetahs. The Yotzah didn't have to know about Mishad of the Kutah. The one of the Yotzah did not have to know themselves, they did that too. And there's no Shash Rokha Lema Tov. They didn't make their own Rokha. That's what they did in my house, as far as I know. Try to be honest, everybody's cheetahs. I'm sure there's one cheetah that's no good for whatever you do. We'll try. Try the best we can. Huh? Did I add oil? Well, Friday night, we added a lot of oil. I don't know how much oil. I made it for them. We added, we pulled off the whole cup to the top with oil. I'm hard to say what. But that's more than the previous other night. Okay. Yeah. But this is a big question, what to do in the circumstance. Many opinions in this regard. Rameau has another idea. The Machaber says, you have to light in your house, Aval Pisha also buys an Yuchat El Lashena, Buocha Al Shulchan Balabayit, you light the place where you sleep. Dramov Yesh Omrim, Dibizman Azeh, Shemad Ligim Bethnim, Mamish, Yadlik Lemokim She'okol, Bechein Nozim. That's only true, the Yachronim say, to the private place to eat, and the private place to sleep, so you light the place, private place where you eat. So that's where you spend most of your time. You don't sleep all day. You don't eat all day either, but I guess where you eat, that's where you hang out. Is that the right word to say? So, where the fridge is. So that's why if you eat in one room and sleep in another, you spend more awake time where you're eating and where you're sleeping, so you should light in that place. But there's manazeh, where there are many people who are outside the house have a public dining room, and the private place to sleep, then most people agree the proper place to light is where you sleep. Therefore, if you happen to be in a yeshiva where they are not worried about fire safety, whatever reason, the preferred place light would be before the most possible amount of day in your dormitory room, not in the yeshiva dining room. So Moshe is psak, and it's followed to this day in his yeshiva. And then Staten Island. That's, I think, the only yeshiva with lights in the dorm room in this country. And it's all a different story. They use the flame of fire. But they're much, much worse security problems. So there's nothing. As a matter of fact, I have to argue with a psak, which I saw yesterday, Shabbat Sodi. One of the problems with Robert Tel Aviv, the Paskin, if you're in the army, is to light in your tank. Well, I can't talk about safety down there. I was never in the army, at that time it was. But I thought your tank is not considered a bit of a bias. See any of the dices. Like a Svina. Actually, it's a Svina. I can't guess, you know, I was under, and then it was a tank in, so I was a heel of Tomo. But to me, that's really not a, hard to call at your house. I don't know. So I thought it was a serious question about lighting the tank. So the Rashi says in Shabbos that some of us hold up for Svina, what we call today homeless, and therefore he makes a bracha on Rowan Erchanek. So I thought that you go into Queen Elizabeth II, you have your own convenience room with a bathroom and a shower and a sauna, and I don't know if they have any rooms there, and air conditioning and heating, and that's a real suite. Or even on the train, they used to have some of these Pullman cars, and you walk in there with all kinds of luxuries. That I can hear. But not the theater, was a different kind of theater. But for example, on an airplane, in my opinion, you may not like. You get the safety issue, but I think it's not your home either. You're sitting there, you're lying there like a sardine. And even if you're in first class is a relative term, I mean, but still it's not, you know, it's not the, no privacy there, really. No privacy in the bathroom on a plane. So that's not your home. I thought that it's not... There are people who cannot like as a result. They leave Eretz Yisrael, and kind of get many. They leave their family at 3, and they get there the next morning, and just homeless. They're part of that kind of. Is there a private or not private? The plane, no one should like. What? Mr. Al? it's different. QE2, everyone's alive. They're the private quarters. On the plane, no one's alive. If the owner of a... Even if Yitzhak Rabin goes on the plane, what kind of deal is he can't like? There's no privacy either. I don't know what... Maybe they'll make him a special room when he's going on his flight. Air Force One. All right. Even that tank of a problem. It's not a bias, that's in my opinion. I can't see that being a bias. All right. Any leftover oil, this is a local mic for today, no? Hanosi HaMashmini Min HaShemen Osla Maduro V'Sof V'Sneyatzva Uksula V'Tvoto V'Ara V'Shemen Achi and Shishu L'Vato. So some say you can't be Mavato. So we learned this after Beta 2 years ago. We had a long discussion of this Mechabit, very longish, but not enough.
Which oil? Oil from the menorah, or oil within the bottle?
Not the bottle. The bottle can use the salad dressing today. You know, so I said, the first rabbi knows to be on the stream of Hashemini from the shaman, which was left over in the cup. Okay, if you have only enough money for Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, you'll use it for Ner Shabbos. Why? Mipnei? Shalom Bayis. Famous Maitzim of Chabad Chaim. That he or his Rebbe, it's a different quote in different ways, lived very late at night. But the folks liked earlier. He was waiting for his wife to come home. Waiting for his wife to come home, that's why you're lighting it 3 hours, 4 hours late. But yes, enough for the Gemara. Shalom Bayis other. My wife likes to be the one that lights the candles. I'm going to wait for her, and I'll meet up with Spawn and Mrs. Nakanaga for a few hours. Very important result. Very important. If there's no money, again, Brooks, we have enough money, but the soda is still there. Waiting for your wife, you still have. Money, thank God we have it, don't have to worry about this thing itself. But you shouldn't skip the simmon. It tells you the soda, waiting for your wife. That's the nice upshot in this case where they had not enough money. Then they had some money for Shabbos, not for Nechanika, Yayin, Kiddush Hayom, you buy for Hanukkah, it's more important than other things, for Semenisa. So we just, it's not, thank God, in our country we don't have these things. Of course, on Friday you have Nechanika before Nech Shabbos. You make a block and they're lighting the light outside. And you put it behind the door on Shabbos, you put the light on Shabbos, but so is Shabbos. And then is, says the Mechaber, Adligan Nev Chanukah Beit Knesset Kodem Avdol. That's for sure. Says Ramah, Kolshken bebeisto, she madlik v'chakak madlik. Shek v'hidlu v'et ha-knesset. That's the Kolshken the Ramah. But there are many Kolshken who disagree with the Ramah. Many. Hazin. And who else he quotes the whole series? The Halacha tells you, many people hold like that. The Maharal Mizrag, the Tosfos Yontif, the Chodesh, the Ruach HaChaim, but say that the Avdolah should come first and home. Of course, for those like the Machab and Ramah, who are they? The Mogan Avraham, the Eli Rabba, the Gro, the Beis Meir, Kamen Moshe, the Yadri Avit. Wow. Who could decide what to do? They said, look, whatever you do, you're doing right, so you know what to rely upon. Most people, I think, make a Kabbalah person off. I think. But, that's a car. Alright, after Alan Nissen, and Chanukah, and Davin, and Drifas, and Mazen. And if you forgot, you don't go back. If you remember, in the middle of the same bracha, you go until Baruch Atah Hashem, until the word Hashem, you go back to the beginning. In benching. In benching, the person forgot. Oh, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says Al Nisim Tosaf Besar Mishnah Nusaf Al Nisim Yoma VeAl Nisim. That's what I said. My Rebbe said the Rav of Blank doesn't say just say VeAl Nisim. What's the Hesver? It's all one big Hemshah. Achayechem should play on one of the cells. Play the whole Al VeAl 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 Nisim VeAl Kula. It's all one big Hemshah. So Mishnah Berurah is the same thing. So when I daven, I said Val. So one of my balabatas said, Rabbi, what's this of spark? I said, Mishnah Berurah said so. My Rebbe said so. What do you mean this of spark? Whatever. It means that his siddur actually didn't have it. Art school is very poor. They have it with a friend.
You ruined the bet. You ruined the Mishnah Berurah.
Okay. You should, right. Anyway, in benching, you mentioned in the Ein Shalosh, you don't mention Chanuk and Purim. Why not? A long story. We said it once before, and she wanted to know a story of Chanuk and Purim in the Alamichio. It's an imrit that the Haskara we say in benching is one thing, and the Haskara we say in Alamichya, we say with Achritainu or with Samchainu, it's really connected. The Brachi says you should forget. You say a Brachi after Bnei Yerushalayim, which of course doesn't apply. It's a long story, but that's not for now. Finally, there's something to say. If, however, you forgot in benching, you remember at the end of the Rabbah, he said, "Arachman, he said, Arachman, who yachman, and nisim in the flow, kishem shasisa lavoteinu, v'amim ha'am is manazeh, v'imei matasio, etc." That's what the Ramon said. Sorry? Right, till the end. Says the Mishabur of Chidush Godel, who adin k'shiyom ha'kem b'tfila, achak gmar ha'tfila, derech batasha, konam yiyu l'rotsu. You have to say, you know, you say, what kind of tzor, you say, whoop, that's how I'll listen. Say, I guess a rock when he asked what I was saying. He said, you know, that's a big Kiddush. People don't know how does that. That's what it says in Mishnah Berurah. Before you move your feet. The whole discussion, how can you ask for a name? Not permitted to ask for a name. I'm going to wrap it up from this Mahutzpah. You know, ask for a name. The Torah should say it's for a name to swallow yourself. You may ask for it. You can't ask for a name to drive it thereof. Okay. All that is a chalak, you say the whole halal. No tachton, no lamaseach, no tzotzka. You say the entire halal, all that is a chalak. After halal, you say chati kaddish. Mishu ovel, the shachwit, aim the spal, lift me amud. The yesh halal, he says, quoting from the previous order. Ha arvis, the spal. We said before, the Mitzvah of Chodesh Gamkin are often the Mishnah Berurah. I tell you another place he contradicts it. But someone hits a tach and he says, whatever you don't say, I'm not Seach, you don't have it either for the other. But it contradicts what he said here and I said earlier in Ufa Chanuk. I had to shout on the mice over here. L'inyin hal imut alam v'beis ha'ovel Chaim b'shari tshuva. In the days of the say halo. But if your father says no, Holy Rabbi says you say it. The Machzik Brocha says poshut you do say it in Chanukah in Beis Avos, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh only a minute. Mogen Avraham says you should. Everyone should say when he gets home. The Machlokas, do you say halo in the Beis Avos or not? And if not, you say it when you get home. And Rosh Chodesh, you don't even say when you get home. It's only a minute. You don't have to part of Beis Avos at all. In Chanukah, he says that you some say you should, some say you shouldn't. Most places they do say halo in Chanukah. But at a minute, the Ovo walks out. What kind of minute is that? The Mishnah says, Ovo atva bevare lo yoma. Who says so? Chai Ovo. Others disagree. But the Ovo also says halo. Even though it's not in the mood to say halo. Chiyuka, you have to say. So again, I'm a focus with the three sheets. You don't say the base of Ovo. You say the base of Ovo, and the Ovo walks out, so you don't have to say it. Although he says it, he says everyone, the Ovo says it as well. Laning and Chanukah in the Siyim. The Mechabah's Minig is from Birchas Kona. We start from the Yom Chalas Moshe. Look at Kohen, Levi, and then go through the whole story of what you laying. You made a mistake laying the wrong day. It happens. Doesn't matter. Don't say that on the Yom. He once had a Shalom Shul about Kori was reading the wrong day. What happened was he read the Yom HaShlishi. Then he started Parechot. And then at the end of Parechot, he suddenly was a pause. Waited around 5 seconds and it said, Zeh Korban, whatever the third day is not for you. But then they made a broken, what was that force? What happened was, he was reading the wrong day. He was reading Parachot from the Yom Revi. When he got to the end, he still made a mistake, so then he moved up, we found the place. And I was already in shadow. How do you finish Yom Revi? So big deal, that's what it started. The first name was right, and the second name was that was kind of the second day of Hanukkah. The second day was clear, went straight. But the third day was divided into Levi and Yisrael. Levi had the first three. And it's very difficult. You pick your head up, and then here's the place. You point to the wrong day. So he finished, it's about to read. How did he finish the wrong day? Would have been all right, probably. But he went back, so he ended up reading 2.5 psukim here, and 1/2 pasuk there. There's a whole, that child went throughout. Everyone had started, it was the whole Tumul and Shul, they had Rabbanim here, Rabbanim there, every Rabbanim was like a different sheet of wire, we did the right thing, or didn't do the right thing, what we did was nothing, we didn't make them say it again, so we figured something brought us off, or something said we were right, something we were wrong, we were maybe right, maybe wrong, a lot of terror was said over that Shaila, so the cousins of the Bacha and Yeshiva who made the big Shaila, so we have to mention it a few years later, very big Shaila. Yeah.
You actually finish off the whole year.
Yeah.
Get stuff up higher.
Read the next year.
Yeah, why not?
Shouldn't read the same day again.
I don't think.
All right. Shabbos Chanukah, of course. He's Svarim. Rani Basimchi is the Haftorah. The Kodesh Tevet. If it's on Shabbos, it's three Svarim. Haftorah, Rani Basimchi is Rosh Kodesh is during the week. Two Svarim. Three from Rosh Kodesh and one from Chanukah. If you make a mistake, it's also very complicated. Start off with Chanukah. Stop and read from Rosh Chodesh, I'll say disagree a bit with that, but don't make mistakes. Okay, on both sides, we have limited amount of time left to discuss the laws of Purim. Purim starts with Arba Parshiyos. So, you all know Shkolim, and then Zohar, and then Parah, and Achodesh. This is the whole question of when you read each and every one of these four parshiyos. The Kippur Nimrod, Shkolim is the week before, Mevachim is Chodesh Adar, Urah is Chodesh Adar, Zohar is before Purim, the Kudah could not be a week between them, Parah, well, Achodesh is the Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the week before, or the Mevachim Nisan, and Parah is always the week before Achodesh, that's for sure, that never changes. Some is the week between Parah, between Shkolim, between Zohar and Parah, and sometimes not, it all depends on the whole Simon and the Gemara, how you'll figure out
these.
What? Which one? All four of them? Shkolim is the Baruchim HaKodesh, other or the Shabbat of Rosh Chodesh. Zohar is the Shabbat before Purim. HaKodesh is the Shabbat of the Baruchim HaKodesh of Rosh Chodesh. And Parah is the one always before HaKodesh. Those are the big four. This is a simon here. That's like a Mekab Gimshu. Some say that Zohar and Torah is the Raisa. You have to come into Israel. It's called Yishuvnik, Bnei Yishuvnik, they live in the farms, they have no minion. You have to come to a minion to your Parsha Zohar. What about the rest of the year? It's also Laney. And the Parsha point out, Laney is a form of a Sibur. People are living in Yehupit, there's no form of a Sibur on there, but the Zohar is a form of a Yochid. You have to make it your business to get to Shul to hear Laney. Okay? I mean, what do you have to come to shul for? Just to get a statement called reading the house. So, it's fresh, you get from the macabre, you have to read it with a minion. With the right. Why should that be so? What the pshat was that the Chovas HaTzibur, because the Zohar is really related to Mechias HaMolek, which is the Chovas HaTzibur. So therefore, the Kriya is also a Kriya HaTzibur. That's why I thought there's a big shout about women. Are women Chayav and Parsha Zohar? Or women not Chayav and Parsha Zohar? Big controversy. Are they or they not Chayav? Some say yes, some say no. So I thought that the halacha was that if a woman is Chayav, she would be Chayav, she could fulfill the Chiyuv, even be a Chidus. No matter what. It was the Chovas HaTzibur, but she's Pata. Women are not speaking a Pata in Chiyuv HaTzibur. If it was the Chovas HaYachid, then you wouldn't need a Tzibur, wouldn't need a Minyan. That's what we do in our shul, that we have the women come back later after davening or before Shia, before Minyan, or whatever they want. And they take out a favorite tefillin, they read for the women. Those who are vehemently opposed to the things, a chutzpah, they take out a favorite Torah to read for women. That's this. So there's different customs in different places. Follow your Minyan. The custom cannot get the aliyah for Parsha Zohar. Can't be the Baal Torah for Parsha Zohar, that's for sure. Because you have to be most of the oiler. Parsha Zohar is maybe the Raisa. Even the Bar Mitzvah Zohar should not get Parsha Zohar either, because, as we said before, you give a shalom, there's no guarantee of Shnei Tzairis. And when it comes to the Raisa, we don't rely on the Chazaka the Rova. So you give it to an older person to lay. The Bar Mitzvah will get the Aliyah for Zohar. That's a controversy. That's a controversy. Some say yes, some say no. Malcolm Lahakla for the Aliyah is concerned. But the Baal Kara should be someone who's older. Okay. Top fresh paper, Highness Esther. First today, I did it today. See? Mamish today. The Chanak of Purim Mutal is Anas the Pneum Lachrayim. First one to fast there, or today you can still do so. I think I'm not prepared too late. The Mishnah Berurah is also the book of the Hesped, because it's there's no Easter before or after Chanukah and Purim. There's the after Purim, there's no Easter at all. On the 13th of Adar, you have the fast. It's called Tainus Esther. Why? Various reasons. Some say because the 13th of Adar was there of the fight, and if you fight, you have to fast, not the fighters. But the cheering squad, Moshe, Aaron, Vapur, all of us would give up. They fasted while the people were fighting on some Molech, so they probably fasted that thing too. That's how you fast. I'll just say it's then for the fasting of Esther herself. Moshe, Shemuel, Lila, Vyom. That's the place of this. We can't fast for this. We push it to order. Can't fast 3 days. We make it one day. All right. But that's what folks are saying. The idea is there. Right? Says the Ramon, this fast is not a chova. Therefore, you can be makel from Mehuboros, from Menikos, from Chol HaShem HaSakona, even Kor HaBeinayim, a headache. More Kal than the other fasts are found in the Tiferes in Tanakh. Some are Reviv, some are Chamishiv, some are Shiv, some are Shviv, whatever you say. Reviv, Chamishiv, Shviv, Asiri. From the Tanakh and the Tiferes of Chariah, they're more common than Tanakh and the Tiferes of not found anywhere in Tanakh. Some say there's a Rive Hole, Divri HaTomah, is not called the first of that. That's not the Tiferes of Tanakh. So if a person with a headache doesn't have to fast, but you should pay back later. Pay back later. If you're healthy, you should fast then. And Purim is on a Sunday. You fast this year, right? You fast the Thursday before. The bris, you can eat, and fast instead on Friday. So I said, Rambam. It's not so posh that any of this is true. This last thing we have, we are Amenis not that way. We don't fast on, we don't eat by a brisk meal on Thursday. We fast on Thursday. Why? because the day was when it nicked up for Thursday. You can't play around with Thursday, Friday, Machlokas, when the day was. Some say Thursday, some say Friday. But once we pass it, it's going to be definitely Thursday. So we, the Taz argues in the Ramah, the Tviyusa, the Taniso, Dafkali Yom Hei. You have to eat, you have to fast on Thursday, and pursue the Thursday night. The Balei Bris themselves may eat. May eat. That's what the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah is. A Balei Bris can eat on after the Mila on Tainis Esther. As opposed to other fast days when we pass, you may not eat except if it's a what? Who? Balei Bris can only eat if it's a Nidche. That applies to Tisha B'Av and Shavuos of the Talmud. The Nitzah you can eat. But if it's Tainus Esther, there are the Mishnah Berurah you can eat, even if it's not an Nitzah. Why? Because it's a song to the more lenient fair, and therefore you may eat. It happened to me. Simcha's Bris. What? It's on Tainus Esther, Shalom Nitzah. So, I ate, based on the Mishnah Berurah. Not that I was that hungry, I could have fasted, but I was afraid he's not allowed to fast. You'll be Omer. Excuse me, a chavadah, because you're not allowed to fast. You want to. You want to shalom? So I never had to eat. I mean, I had to eat. Better I found a Ravosh Asadu. But after I digested the beef, the tayobo. Yeah? No, I didn't make it up. You don't make it up. The moil also was able to eat. The moil, the something of the end of the father, you're allowed to eat. Huh? The Mark says no. He says, Tana says it's also a serious fair. You can't push it away just because it's your value with it. What did he say? Yeah. Even the idea of a headache, if you're able to eat, as Ramal's what she taught, so I explained. He says you can make it up at a future date. So why fast after that day when you have a headache? Fast any other day. Look, the day doesn't really mean anything. Tana says not the day found in Tanakh. It's a zecha for what? For this, for that. So you make a zecha 3 days later, 4 days later, 5 days later. It's different. Because we don't hold that way. We possibly can't move the one that does the shmikra for that day, the dafka. Therefore, in my opinion, you must fast if you have a headache on time of test. Of course, if you have a headache which is bad enough that you would eat on some gedalia, then of course you need time of test. Because that's the same threshold. That's what I thought against the minhag ha'arba. We don't just believe in postponing and pushing aside. It has to be that day. Okay. You have to read the Megillah at night and read it again by day. At night, this man is all night. By day, it's all day from Netzach Hama. From Alosa Shachar, but the Yevad, you're already Yotzeh. That's what it says. And it started safe. What does safe mean? It started to restart. That's the mark or whatever. It's 20 minutes, it's 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Estimates range from 20 to 90 minutes in terms of the longer estimate too. What? July? They'll you go to the later building. If I'm not mistaken, 20 minutes after the shiur. Oh, I know. Eric is just going to find that faster. Anyway. Okay. Says the Chav and Mevat and Talmud Torah, the Shorek and Megillah. So you Mevat and Talmud Torah to hear the Megillah is a big question. What do you mean Mevat and Torah and Megillah? Megillah is not Torah. They haven't asked this question. Various answers are given. Derech HaMusa, they say, no, you could be learning Chaim, Shem Shmaitzah. So the Megillah is not called Talmud Torah. How can Mordechai Yosef compare to? Others say that it means that Talmud Torah the Rabbin. About Talmud Torah the Rabbin, the Rebbe goes to the Megillah, the Talmud the Battle, not like a mischief. So then you would not do it for other mitzvahs, but for this, you would do it. Some say why after them? Special look at the Sumanizu. Same reason you sell the shirt off your back, so for the Neros Hanukkah, the willing to the dealer too, for the Sumanizu. That's a Dalit curse. For that same reason, you have to do the Battle Talmud Torah with the Rabbi. Only thing more important is Nate Mitzvah. That's it. Well, as far as to say that this is a raisa would not be knocked down entirely by Megillah if you can do both. If you cannot do both, Nate Mitzvah. The kodem is only if it's going to lame afterwards. Not close to 2 days. Close. Pah fresh peshet is not going to get here. Because the krochem of a krochem home is most sure benun. Many times you don't learn in Eretz Yisrael. Was there, will be there. In Yerushalayim, with the Erev Kevas Homa. Let's know a little bit about the dinner. They have put Chayim on the 15th. Same thing, Samach Venira. One of the most major controversies in Yerushalayim today is this. Where is the boundary of Yerushalayim for the purposes of laying the Megillah on the 15th? This is a real dispute. It goes back already a long time and it's been happening. Exacerbated, now that Yerushalayim is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Ramot, Arnot, all these distant neighborhoods. There's a big machlok. Some say everything's tetzva. Everything is tetzva. Even Ramot, even Arnot, everything's tetzva. And others say no. It has to be some of the nearest. You're in Arnot, you can't see the old city. No way, we don't think I know. Ramot, maybe. It's a different challenge. Ramot, you can't see the old city. On the other hand, Ramot, there's a tremendous gap between Ramot and the and whatever their, what do you call it? What's the name of their, huh? There's a store area there, whatever that's, about a Kish Ramot. Tremendous, there's a mile of, alright, about a mile of no man's land, off that hill. On the right, and how it's a tremendous area which is totally undeveloped. With Hanok, especially now, it keeps getting more and more developed. You give a show, Hanok now is. No? It's still a little gap, but I don't know if keep building there. But a different shayla in both cases. That is the Arab shayla. There were a bunch of apostles there in Mishalayim, but they didn't want to lay it on Tezmo. Some say that the air is coming from the Eruv. What Eruv? The air goes around everything. Not our Eruv, not the Badak. We don't go into But anyway, most Poskim today maintain that the entire city of Yerushalayim lays of Hezbollah, with a significant minority saying Yudalah. So what do we have? Agudas, Agudas, Mamish, that the Ran says in the beginning, the Gila was trying to avoid Agudas, Agudas, but we did it again. Go to Arnof, the guy's like, Yudal, the guy's like, Tezvov, and the guy's run away from Arnof. I don't want to be here, I don't want to be here, just, people laying both days. Yudal and Tezvov, some of the Bracha Yudal, some of the Bracha Tezvov. You name it, you got it. And I'm old, I'm sure it's the same, Haredes. And, I can't do it. Say. Others say even the more, what do you suppose, more established communities lay on Yudalot. They drew a line of a mill, came out and said about a Gan HaChayot, somewhere about a zoo, somewhere in the middle of Gula, I don't know where it's, Adesdorf, whatever, I don't know, somewhere around there, Rav Tukachinsky passed away. I think that the border was in the fall of Gesher HaChayim. No, I'm mistaken. That was exactly where the border went, and they said, this side of the street you're laying your dollars, and this side of the street you're laying your dollars. Three baskets. And it's wild. I mean, the border going through out to our city. Different sheep. Another question. I'm saying that the old city is also not moving to Mother Shulbano. True. Y'all just said the Ir David was down to the one. Well, our good friends are. Right? They don't want to be really relating on Tesla. The whole Yerushalayim, even getting in the robot Yehudi, you should lay the Yudal. You name the shit, you can find it. But we follow the week. Most people say Tesla. Okay. That is a whole other discussion. Oh. The ear shall off a craft, the craft shall off the ear. This is very relevant to the American Hebrews, not Eric Israel, because very often they're running. I got to your prayer list. They try to find as many problems as they can. So they They spend the Purim, the Yudal, they spend the Yeshiva, which is wherever it may be. And then they quickly run in the afternoon of Yudal to Yerushalayim to Chap, not a Purim, they pack a Chayim and Megillah twice. For them to be ready, for them to see what's a Frank, because it's a little different. If you're not Chayim, not Kamina, you shouldn't lay with somebody else. If you were in Yavna and Shalavim and on Yudal, and you went to the afternoon of Yudal to Yerushalayim, and now they want you to lay in the Megillah that night, say no. Because you may be not be a Baruch Yuva, and he is a Baruch Yuva. Very complicated. Well, if you pay, so you're not a Baruch Yuva. Just a Baruch Yuva. No good. Then if you leave, you come at night, you come in after. It's so complicated. But when you come, when you left, when you're out of mind, in camp, we left a few summers ago by Rishon Skidola, the Sugyan, Rabbi Yotev, of the whole Gemara, it's like five lines. That's it. Shalmi and the Rizvah, that's for now. Alright. If Tetzvav is on Shabbos, I think it's next year, no? If I'm not mistaken. What's the calendar? Not this year. This year, Yud-Gimel Shabbos. I think if I'm not mistaken, next year, the same year that Pesach on Sunday. That same year, there's what we call Purim B'Shulish. I think it's next year. Option Nandala, I believe so. That, what is Purim B'Shulish? What's the Shulish? Laning is when? Friday, Yom Yerushalayim. Laning is on Friday. Yeah. That's what you call the lady. What else do you have? You have Shalach Monet. Right. And the Suda is when? That's the whole discussion. So what else says, where is it? Matanas Avionim is on Friday. It's all together with Vicar Megillah. And Suda's Purim is on Sunday. What's the Machab is that? Against the Maral Chaviv. It's on Sunday. What's on the Iker aspect? It's the Magarama. Therefore they cannot make a bracha on Mikra, therefore they cannot lane for a man. My throw would apply by day and by night as well. Period. Okay. It's a minute call to bring Tanam and Tana to hear the Megillah, but the Mishnah Berurah says not to disturb others from hearing the Megillah. They come on to bang Haman, there's no mitzvah chinuch, they disturb everybody else. You have to watch your kids. If you can't watch them, leave them home. Lal Godel. Vikram Megillah is very difficult.